Hello everyone, Miss Jean here. This summer, there's an amazing event taking place just up the road from where we are in Gillette, Wyoming. It's the International Pathfinder Camporee. Now, the Camporee is an incredible opportunity to exercise your faith and to grow closer to God. And here's some good news. You don't have to wait to exercise your faith until August. There's a Bible study challenge going on right now. It's your chance to study the Bible and earn a free collector's pin too. So join the Bible study challenge today at BibleStudyChallenge.com. Hi, I'm Miss Jean, and you are joining us for another mini adventure here in Discovery Mountain. And here in the studio with me is Rich Aguilera. Rich, glad you could stay by and join us here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, you are in town here in Loveland, Colorado, because you were a special voice in season 9. Mm-hmm. And in that season, you arrive and you're an expert. What kind of an expert are you?
I am a dinosaur expert.
Right. And that was a really fun season. It's called In the Beginning. And we talk about dinosaurs and we talk about creation, which are two things that you happen to be passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So you listening, I hope that you had a chance to listen to that season. If you didn't, just go back on the website and listen to all those stories. I know that you will love them. But you might already know Rich because he has done a lot of writing and a lot of speaking, particularly for kids. And so you may have read his devotional book called Passport to Adventure. If not, you may have read some things that he's written in Guide Magazine, or you might have seen him on 3ABN or Hope Channel. And so I know that Rich is probably familiar to many of our listeners. But, you know, Rich, I wanted to just spend a few more minutes and introduce our Discovery Mountain listeners to who you are as a person. They got to know in season 9 your character, but let's get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
So, first question. We call you in season 9 the Mud Guy. And I know that oftentimes in different things you've done in writing and on TV, you're called the Mud Guy. Why? Why are you called that?
The mystery of the mud. A lot of people think that, you know, MUD is some sort of an acronym for something, but it's not. Basically, when I first started writing for Guide Magazine, we were trying to come up with a name for our column, and the editor said, Mud. And I was like, oh, okay, because it sounded, you know, very earthy, get down in dirt, and he wanted me to write about nature.
Okay.
So he just kind of randomly came up with Mud, Off-Road Adventures with Rich, and that stuck. And now every time people read the column or something, they associate me with, you know, the Mud column, and oh, Rich is the Mud Guy.
I love it. It does seem fun when you hear that Mud Guy.
Yeah.
It does give you that idea of, ooh, an adventure is about to happen.
That's right.
Definitely. So, you're the Mud Guy. You're doing this ministry for kids. Is this what you wanted to do when you grew up?
No, I had no idea that I was going to be ending up doing this. When I was, you know, in high school trying to select a career to go into, I wanted to go into something creative, something unique, something exciting. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out what that could be. I was interested in working for the church, couldn't find out how exactly to fit that in. So I ended up mm-hmm. going into architecture.
Okay.
Thinking, oh, this is a creative field, but you know, after 15 years, 16 years doing that, I really wanted to work directly for God, and God led us and to open our ministry, which is called One Mustard Seed.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've been doing this for 10 years.
Wow, for 10 years.
Yeah.
So you do this full time.
Yeah, this is full time.
So you speak to different groups, kids, school groups, in addition to the other things we talked about.
Yeah. So I get invited to travel all over the world. We do events in a couple different languages, and we also do a lot of production work. So mm-hmm. besides the writing books and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. writing for the magazines, I get to do a lot of video production work, and even most recently, we got to produce a movie.
Tell us a little bit about that movie, because it looks really, really interesting.
Yeah, the movie's called The Mysterious Note, and it is a movie that teaches the viewers, the kids, the adults, it's a family movie,
mm-hmm.
to be faithful to God with everything you have. That is the core of the message. And, you know, we've all been entrusted with things, and God wants us to be faithful with those things mm-hmm. and to use them, you know, properly for His glory.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie set out to teach those lessons, but for me, the goal was, you know, how do we do that in a movie, in a story? Of course, Jesus taught with stories. So I thought, hey, movies are famous for telling stories. That's a great vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we set off with this project to tell the story about this family from Chicago that goes to Michigan on this weekend adventure. And the kids find this very unusual note, and, well, the whole story unfolds from
and
there.
It goes from there. You'll yeah. leave us in suspense.
That's
I love
right.
it.
I don't want to say too much.
Looks wonderful. I didn't get a chance to see it yet, and I am looking forward to seeing
yeah.
it. Yeah. All right. So you talk a lot about dinosaurs, about creation. That's obviously something you're passionate about. What kind of got you interested in that?
Yeah. You know, when I first started writing for Guide Magazine, I was brought on as a nature columnist. Mm-hmm. And the editor also said, but I also want you to write about creation because it's connected to nature.
Yeah,
you know, it's
true.
God's second book. So he said, you know, creation, evolution, all those Genesis topics, mm-hmm. if we can kind of try to help kids, you know, tackle and understand those. So, okay, set off to do some research and reading and suddenly discovered and realized that that topic of creation and evolution and all these issues are really something that a lot of kids struggle with.
Mm.
You know, most kids, you know, go to public school and watch, you know, secular TV and movies and books and go to the museums and mm-hmm. all of that. Basically has one message that there is no God, that everything evolved and, you know, there's no order and that we're just some useless chemicals that evolved. And that is completely the opposite of what the Bible and what God wants us to know.
Mm-hmm.
So we set off to figure out how do we teach that and how do we help kids understand that. And so I started writing more and more and more about that topic and realized the importance of it, you know, running into parents and people and even pastors and stuff that had a hard time talking to kids about it. And the dinosaur topic just kind of got lumped in there because it was all similar related. Because dinosaurs, if you know, look at the museums, millions of years ago, they evolved, you know, same thing. There's no God and all these claims.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of lumped them all into this one big Genesis, you know, melting pot. And since, of course, kids love dinosaurs, all kids love
yeah.
dinosaurs, I got to thinking, you know, is it possible that the enemy is using dinosaurs even to confuse our kids and to lead them away from God? So
mm-hmm.
we set out to try to create different ways to help kids understand how dinosaurs fit into the biblical worldview.
That's great. That's great. Here's a question that maybe you get asked when you speak about dinosaurs. It's one I have thought about many times, I'll admit. Were dinosaurs on the ark?
Ooh, great question. The answer is, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you weren't at the ark, right?
I wasn't there. But
sure.
I'd like to think that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible is very clear in Genesis that God wanted each of the animal kinds to be represented on the ark. And nowhere in the Bible did he single out any creatures that were not to be on the ark.
Mm.
And that would include other scary creatures, you know, mongoose weren't on the ark or, you know, Komodo
tigers.
Dragons or tigers. Yeah, mm-hmm. all the even the scary ones, even the poisonous ones, rattlesnakes. I mean, they all had to be represented on the ark. It didn't
sure.
matter whether they were scary or not. And a lot of people, of course, argue, oh, but they're too big or whatever.
Right,
I'm
right.
like, well, that has nothing to do with it because you would have taken the young ones, the smaller ones, or the
oh.
eggs. Or,
yeah.
you know, there's lots of different ways to try to understand. But, you know, someday we'll get to ask God in person and, you know, were dinosaurs on the ark? And that, at least for me, that's one of my classic bucket list questions for
I'm
God.
I'm sure. And it'll all make sense at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, occasionally we have our voice actors here in the studio to ask them some questions. And one of the favorite questions I like to ask is, what's your favorite food? So what's your favorite food, Rich?
My favorite food is pizza.
Pizza. You know, I can't tell you how many people answer that question with pizza. It's a good answer. Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
Yes, I do. It's Philippians 4:13.
Wonderful.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me that strength. And, you know, when I first started this ministry, this was powerful because, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What do I, you know, how do I move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, decided, you know, we called our ministry One Mustard Seed because we decided this was a total leap of faith.
Mm.
To leave an architecture career of, you know, 15, 16 years to take a leap of faith into starting a ministry because you feel called to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we decided that, hey, we're not going to do this on our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way this is going to work is with God leading us and guiding us. So that verse kind of became a huge motto for us. I mean, we can do anything as long as God is with us and He's empowering us and He's providing us the path to work with. So mm-hmm. that became very important, that verse for us.
Amen. And your wife and your two sons are involved with you in ministry as well, correct?
Yes, yes, yeah. Absolutely. I have my wife and two teenage boys, and they used to travel with me a little bit more in the mm-hmm. past when mm-hmm. we were homeschooled and stuff. They got mm-hmm. bigger now. They're in academy. So they support a lot when I go to do filming trips and when I do events once in a while, they get to come along too. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, now they support from home.
I understand a little bit of how that works. Yeah. That's good. Good support. So last question. You have a trademark hat. Is there a story behind the hat?
You know, a lot of people ask me about the hat. And, you know, did that start, you know, for a particular TV show or for the writing or something? But the funny thing is that's just kind of who I am.
Okay.
For years and years and years, I just drove a Jeep that didn't have a top. And I just, you know, since I don't have too much hair, I had to wear a hat.
You didn't want to get sunburned,
yeah,
right?
I needed protection, and you know, uh-huh. the hat was kind of cool because I can bend down the brim if I needed to cover my ears or whatever. So I've just been wearing that hat for years and years and years, yeah. And then now that we started the ministry, it seemed to be kind of something classic that people expect me to see me wearing all the time.
That's great. I love it. Well, Rich, it's been really fun having you join us here in Colorado. We really enjoyed collaborating with you on this season, and hope that you'll join us again sometime.
It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, you listening, you may want to learn just a little bit more about what Rich is doing and where you might be able to listen to him next. He might be in your area. Who knows? And you can find that at onemustardseed.com. And I'd just like to close with his favorite verse, which is also a favorite verse of mine. This is a powerful verse that I hope will give you some peace in whatever situation you're in right now. And it's Philippians 4, verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. So thank you for listening. This has been another Discovery Mountain mini adventure. We'll see you next time.